You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
Oh, yes. We got to get this over with. I got things to do. I'm tired. Everybody throwing stuff on me constantly.
Oh.
We just had a Zoom meeting, which Adam, our manager, is all into the Zoom meetings now. And I feel like I'm drowning.
Wouldn't you rather be busy?
Yeah, busy with stuff that I understand. He's throwing stuff out there that I have no clue about, numbers and things, trying to make it a real business.
Yeah.
All right. TJ and Jody's House proudly sponsored by Josh's Farmers Market.
Yep.
In Mooresville, North Carolina at the YMCA, on the grounds of the YMCA. The best produce you're going to find, the wildflowers. Mm-hmm. But I guess they're not wild if they're in a bouquet, right?
Yeah.
Because they've tamed them down to get them in the bouquet.
They have an awesome chicken salad there.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And the pimento cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have all kinds of good stuff. And then this Saturday, we got to go this Saturday.
Oh, we're going.
Because they're going to have those Granny's Donuts there.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Do they anything else that you know about?
No, I don't know about which food truck is going to be there. Food trucks.
Yeah.
They haven't nailed that down yet.
Yeah.
But I know Granny's Donuts will be there this weekend.
Oh, I'm excited. We're going.
I don't eat any donuts, but I'm going to eat them. It's one of my weaknesses, donuts. Donuts and wild women. Those are my weaknesses right there. And wild women with donuts makes it even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just us today. No guests, no special guests, just the two of us, which is what our lives are now. Just the two of us. Mm-hmm. You didn't work out this morning?
Uh-uh.
Ooh.
I know.
Oh, that's right. You went out last night with one of your friends.
I went out that long. Mm. But no. Right.
Well, we'll get into
Why'd
all
you
of that.
Why'd you say I didn't work out?
Well, just because you're not in workout clothes.
Okay.
What? Don't be touchy. All right, so we'll get into stuff coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's House.
Well, I feel kind of bad. Because I said it was just the two of us. It's not really just the two of us. Mr. Todd, the video guy, is here.
Yeah.
YouTube Todd.
He's our audience.
Mm-hmm. He's starving, too. You got a snack bar in your purse or anything?
I might.
Looking to see. He's starving, bless his heart.
I want a snack.
Yeah.
I am a mom. I always have snacks.
Yeah, see what you got.
I think I do. No, let me see what I got. I do. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Kind breakfast protein bar. Uh-huh. And almond butter biscuit from Nature Valley.
Good.
No, go for the other one.
I knew he picked that. It might be a little crushed because it's been in my purse, but it'll still go down.
I'm going to save that one for you.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
He's fine. We have these at home.
But that...
You take that as a little treat later.
You saying this one's good?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
It tastes like a Nutter Butter tastes like? It tastes like that, but it's almond butter in the middle with cinnamon.
It's delicious.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But they're good.
That other one tastes like...
Do you have
like
a little drink?
Yeah, I guess I'm in.
Okay.
I guess I'm in the
No, there's a bottle of water in the other room right there.
That feed our kid.
Yeah. But that other one tastes like cardboard with no salt on it.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It does not. It's fine.
It's a little dry.
Because it's healthy.
You can strike a match on it.
God, it's good. That's you're going to like it. How dry that You'll thing like is. It.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You got any gum?
Yeah.
Want some gum? Some gum,
yeah.
Okay. And a cough drop and some butterscotch.
You want some gum?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody want
You got mints?
Oh.
I'm good. I just need. I don't know. But here's how you know you're kind of in a routine of things as an old couple.
Oh, my goodness.
We chew a certain kind of gum, and when they run out of it, we're just thrown. Mm-hmm. This is not our regular gum.
Mm-mm.
This is substitute gum.
I know. It's fine, but it's not as good as the other gum.
Because they only sell it at Target.
Yep. And they're out. Other gum. The last three times I've been, they've been out. So we had to make
it. Problems. You think you got problems? We got problems.
Big
we
problems.
Don't have our regular gum. God. Oh, I brought something because I thought this would be cool for the YouTube. Mm-hmm. So sorry if you're only listening to the podcast and not watching on the YouTube. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
How badass are these? These sunglasses. And I'm going to wear them the whole time.
Oh, my God.
What? These are awesome. Mm-hmm. You don't like them?
Yeah, but why are you wearing them in here?
Because I wanted to show everybody who watches the video, the YouTube, that I'm so cool.
Yeah, you're cool.
Yeah. You want to put them on?
No.
Why are you laughing, Ty?
I don't know. There's just something about them.
He looks silly, doesn't he?
They're something.
They're so fun.
They are fun.
All right, let me try.
Oh, yeah. This will be good.
Mm. No, they don't look good on you.
They look like I don't know, like
that's the new style.
80s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the new style. That's a blender eyewear is what that's called. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Well,
they're just for fun.
Yeah.
They're not my real, you know.
Just for funsy.
Expensive sunglasses or anything, but they I really like them.
Okay. Good.
And I think they look right smart on me.
Yeah.
All sunglasses look good on me. I don't care what they are. It's just something about it. Mm-hmm. I'm right. All right. So there's a sight gag for people.
Check that off the list.
Mm-hmm. So now we just have to make people go watch.
I know.
They'll know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this design is called, but they advertise all on the Instagram and stuff.
Mm, it's pretty bag.
And as Jody says, you fight for all that stuff.
You do.
No, I don't really.
You do really.
But those ads make things look so great.
And you fall for them.
Mm-hmm. I don't fall for kitchen gadgets.
And then they come home. We come home with it and it's junk.
I don't fall for the kitchen gadgets, though, because I don't have unitaskers in the kitchen.
Oh.
You know, if some, like one of those slap choppers and all of that stuff, if it only does one thing in the kitchen, I don't get it.
Oh, I did not know this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Good
like
to know.
Like a garlic press, I don't have one of those.
Oh.
I just mince it up myself.
I just buy it in a jar minced.
Okay. I wrote down some notes. Some things that listeners say that they would like to hear or see.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said they wanted us to kiss.
Somebody said.
Because we're always arguing and bickering with each other. They didn't think that we are loving toward each other at all.
Well, we are, but do people want to see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
They said like they want to watch us make
it. Okay, no. Somebody meaning you. No.
I'm just saying
no.
That's what the listeners are asking for.
No. I'm sorry.
They want us to make out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this other woman said, I'd love to watch Jody give you a massage.
You are so full of it. I did see a rude comment.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
About you?
Something about that we are, it's the same old with us, and that we're just a bickering old married couple. And I so had to tie my hands behind my back to not respond. Well, but I didn't.
Why? What would you have said?
Then quit watching. Quit listening. There's a million other things you can do out there. Quit. Get off of it then.
I thought you were going to say you were going to tell them they were wrong, and I was going to go with
But I don't think we are just a constant bickering couple. I really don't.
Yes, dear.
Anyway, so I did see that. I've seen a couple of things, but.
It's 99% good.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I didn't, I didn't want you being into all this and thrown into that and looking at comments and all that stuff.
The only thing that bothers me is that I can't respond.
You can respond, but if you do, then you're just going to fuel it.
Good.
It's better not to respond on people on the social media like that because you're
feeding it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but sometimes. But yeah, okay.
But I'm surprised there have only been a couple of or a few bad comments.
I'm sure y'all been deleting them or something where I can't see.
No. Do you see comments on the YouTube channel, or are you just talking about on Facebook and stuff?
I think I saw this one on YouTube. It was a while. I mean, it was a couple weeks ago.
Well, I mean, you got one up on me because I don't even know how to see how people comment on YouTube. Is there a way to comment on YouTube?
Yeah, they comment.
Do I have to subscribe to see that? Because I'm not subscribed. To the Ace and TJ channel.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Well, but I mean, most of them are sweet. They really are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really are.
People love that they can see y'all.
Yeah, they're very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Todd says that they love that they can see y'all because it's his deal. No,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Read the comments. Subscribe to the channel. It's a good channel.
Yeah. I haven't gotten around to that. I don't even know if I have the Ace and TJ app.
Oh, my goodness. Shame.
What?
That's important. I mean, you should have that.
Why?
Why not?
Because I never listened to, I hear the show as it is. I hear it when it's happening.
But there's podcasts on there.
I listen to the podcast. We're doing it now. Why would I need to go back?
It's not just ours.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see that coming?
Mm-hmm. I forgot. You know. Mm-hmm. Does Ace and yeah, I know all about those. Ace does that one podcast with that girl who runs off all of her boyfriends and has bad luck with men. Mm-hmm. What's that called? Sarah Can't Date or Sarah Doesn't Date? You know what it's called, Todd? Something about why I'm single. That's what it's called. It's why I'm single. Mm-hmm. And then that little Hispanic girl has a podcast. What's her name?
What is her name?
Starts with an A. Mm-hmm.
Alice. Mm-hmm. No, what? It's Alexis, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she has one called In the Mood.
Yeah.
No, what is it called?
Lex in the Loop.
In the Loop, that's right, in the Loop, not in the Mood. And then Tech D Rob has one about Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's called Nerd News. Uh-huh. And then Riggins has one that gets uploaded on Fridays.
Right. Very good.
And Ace doesn't have one at the moment. He's switching his around again.
He gearing up.
So go listen to all of those.
Share funny. Great.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. Share fun. And that's another. I hear that when it's happening. I don't need to go back and listen to that.
I mean, I understand that. But the others, you could tune in.
I'm a busy man.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they know I support them.
Yeah.
I'm very close to them.
Yeah.
We're very close. We're a close-knit bunch.
Yeah.
All right. this is going to be the whole radio show studio next week. We're moving everything in here because we're leaving our flagship home radio station. You know, because we couldn't come to an agreement on terms of contracts and whatnot. So we're going to be in this room. And this was obviously not built to be a radio studio, so we're going to have to turn it into a radio, podcast, television studio.
Yep.
Now, Jody is going to help with the decorating.
Well, no, I thought I was just getting a rug.
Well, that's helping with the decorating.
Okay, all right.
So we got a measure in here today to see how big of a rug we need. Did you bring a tape measure?
I didn't.
Well, I'll be damned. You can
walk it off. Yeah, I am. Because you want all those desks in the middle, right?
Yep.
All right.
Now, what do you think about the other things that we have brought from our radio station office here to hang on the wall?
They're cute.
Well, those two things over there were given to us by people in the military.
Yeah,
those
I like that.
Special things.
I like that. But what's all this business over here?
You know, Ace loves a frame.
He does.
He loves getting things framed.
He does.
So that's a...
oh, my gosh. When was this?
That was when we came back to the radio from the last time we got kicked off.
Look at your little shirt.
I know. Isn't that cute?
Well, you are cute.
Thanks.
You are cute.
Yeah, so that was an article they did in the paper.
And this was when... Does it say? I don't have on my glasses.
Mm-mm. Well,
it was
10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Yeah. Look at Riggins. Oh, my goodness. Look. Look at that.
Uh-huh.
That is hysterical. Aww.
So would you not hang that up?
Yeah. Sure.
Because Ace has a bunch of stuff from his house, you know, from his office in the house that he's bringing, too, like... gold records and different things. What's the one behind it?
Well, you have a bunch too, because when we clean out our storage building, when we move, you've got a bunch of stuff. Oh, my.
You don't like that. I mean, it's a couple of antique radios and a microphone that says on the air. You wouldn't put that up?
It's not my office. It's not my office.
Nope.
Yeah. But what do I have? I don't have any.
Yeah, you do. You have a bunch of things that we kept when we moved, but we put it in storage.
Hmm.
So when we get everything out of storage, you have, you have several boxes of things.
Really?
Yep. Frame stuff. I don't know. There's a bunch of things. A bunch of radio things.
But I don't have anything compared to the numbers of things that Ace has.
But does
he loves to frame stuff.
And does every inch of the wall have to be covered?
No, okay. And that's what I'm saying. We're going to have to put banners up in here and things like that. So maybe none of that goes up. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
How do you like the lamps that we brought over?
That was interesting when I walked in today and saw that.
They were just in our old office.
And you just said, let me just put it right here.
Yeah, well, I was in here yesterday doing a conference call thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want the bright lights on. And you know I didn't open the blinds.
Oh,
so I just turned those on.
Yeah. What's in the next room? Anything?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of junk that we've had to move in.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's going to be fun for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the rug and I'll come back for the big reveal.
But please, we really need you to support our digital efforts and listen to us on the podcast and listen to us streaming live and all of that stuff. Because, I mean, this is a big step that we're taking. And
it's a huge step.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work, then we'll just be out of the business.
Yep. Oh, that would be horrible.
Oh, I know. What would I do? And I don't know what in the world. Kind of job I would have.
What will I eat?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
How will we have electricity?
I mean, I guess we live on a lake. I guess I could go fish, catch some fish.
Yeah.
And then you can do the laundry on a rock.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Well, I have faith it's all going to work out.
Because I've been watching that show, Life Below Zero, a lot, where they all live in the wilderness of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to fish and hunt and do all mm-hmm. that for their food. I think I got it down.
That sounds like torture.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about toilet paper and stuff, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what we would use.
Yeah, I'm more naked and afraid.
Oh, yeah. We're naked and afraid.
Yeah.
But I have faith that it's going to work.
I really do. I really, really do.
Yeah, it's just, I was telling Todd before you got here, before you were late getting here.
Mm-hmm. I was a tiny bit late.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes.
I told him that I just feel like there's so much stuff happening so fast right. that I'm starting to get overwhelmed.
Yeah, and you get a little bit crabby.
I never get crabby. A
little bit crabby. Yeah. Yeah, you don't do. I love that. I love to be overwhelmed and busy and you.
But it's more than busy though, Jody. You don't understand. It's just, it's a feeling of something else just got thrown in and I don't even know how to do it.
Yeah. You can understand that.
So it's not just, oh, I'm got to run here to there. It's stuff that has to be learned.
I know. I understand.
And I don't like learning.
I know.
I really don't. I'm not one of those people who go, you know what? I just love experiencing new things and learning about them and all that. I'm not that way at all. I'm good with what I know.
But it'll only be this way for a short period, and then you'll get in the swing of things, and it'll all work out and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It will.
Yeah, I'm going to see if Ace wants to start carpooling to the therapist. Because, you know, I think he has to go every day.
To the therapist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes a lot.
There's nothing wrong with a therapist.
Mm. I'm not going to a therapist.
That's just one more thing to add to your...
Exactly. Then I got to learn to do whatever the therapist tells
you're
me.
You're right.
I don't need that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't you sometimes think you're smarter than the therapist?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Right.
I went to a therapist one time. I had her crying.
The therapist?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I don't think.
And that's bad when a therapist is crying.
Oh, yeah.
When you're telling them you know, what you got going.
Uh-huh.
I ended up counseling her.
Oh.
I was like, you're only acting this way because, you know, when you were a kid, you couldn't handle rejection. And, you know, she's like, you're so right. Thank you.
If you happen to consult, if you're serious about this, like, did you get this off a Groupon or something?
What?
To go to the therapist? Because, like, no therapist should be falling apart like that.
No, I'm just joking.
Okay. I know.
But, right. I mean, she thought that was believable because she knows that.
I know the things. You know, I know things.
I'm pretty.
And they don't have to do with me.
Oh, man, I forgot to hit record over here again. Yeah, it's recording on this
Why
thing.
Why do you always forget backup. That? And I almost know. Said, did you hit the thing? But when I do, mm-hmm. you always go, yes, like I'm stupid.
Well, look, here it is right here. If it's green, I haven't hit it.
All right.
So if you see that it's green, you could help me out.
I will.
You know, hit the thing.
I will, but the last couple times I've said that, you've kind of been ugly.
Stop bickering, Jody, and proving that guy to be right.
I don't care about that guy.
Yeah. So, we have a friend coming to visit this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And last time he was here, he left his humidor full of really expensive cigars mm-hmm. at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes to pick it up this weekend, it is not going to have nearly as many expensive cigars left in it as when he left it. And I haven't told him that yet.
Oops. Well, that's great. Can you go replace those, maybe?
Unless I can get to Cuba.
Oh. Well, whoopsie.
You know if anybody's flying into Cuba today and back?
I doubt it.
Then that would be a no.
He also, the last time he came, he loves orchids. And he brought two orchids, one for Lainey and one for me. And I am I am not good with plants. I'm going to try to learn to be. But I have stressed so badly about keeping that orchid looking good before he comes back.
And it does. It's fine.
I know, but it is. Whew. It is work.
What all work is there?
I don't know. Don't you just feel like water it? Yeah, and then we went on vacation too, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I like set it by a window that I thought it wouldn't get too much light, but it would get some light. And I watered it, and I put a few ice cubes in it.
Does it say do that? Where'd you see that?
I saw it online.
Oh,
because I gotta study this stuff. And because then Lainey took
it's not
took
just a regular orchid that you would go and find at the grocery store or the local floor. He went to a place. He goes to this place out some.
It's an orchid nursery,
and that's all they do is orchids.
And they're so pretty. They really are pretty. I mean, the one that we have, it looks fake. It's so pretty.
Mm.
Then Lainey took hers, and she was like, can you seatbelt my orchid in? Like, I had to seatbelt it in the passenger seat.
Yeah. Well, the main reason that she's worried about that is because he came one time, and he had orchids that he was taking to his mom and his sister and a couple of other people. And when he got out of the car, he brought them in the house and set them in Jody's office
in a box.
By the window in a box so they wouldn't get too hot in his truck and all that. Well, she thought he was bringing them to her.
Or at least one.
And so when he got ready to leave that Sunday to go home, he picked up the box and loaded the whole box. And then she made a big deal out of that, made him feel bad about it. And so
I said, I couldn't get just one of those 10.
She goes, I can't believe it. You really took all of those.
And then when he brought it, he had it on the counter, and he said, I don't want to hear another damn word about these orchids.
Yeah,
and so I was like, I got to keep it alive.
It made him feel obligated, you know, to bring her an orchid in there.
But I love it. I love it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we move in our new house, I'm going to get really into plants and stuff.
But you know you'd never live it down if you killed it already. And he's like, you gave me all that grief about bringing you an orchid.
No, that's why I'm really doing well with it.
Mm-hmm. You can't do anything for women. That's why I don't.
He got me an orchid, and it's beautiful, and that's that.
Complaining that you have to work to keep it alive.
I'm not complaining. I just am not good at it.
That's why I don't ever do anything nice for a woman, no matter who it is. Remember that, guys. Don't do anything nice for a woman.
You left me a nice little sticky note on the coffee pot the other day.
No, I
didn't. Oh, yes, you did.
Don't be trying to ruin my bad reputation.
And it said, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right on the coffee pot. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
You used to do that a lot.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of eased off.
Uh-huh. But I don't know. Was I drunk that morning?
Probably.
Hanged over or something?
Listen, I'll take the note, however. I don't care.
Was I well hung over?
Don't be gross. Don't turn it into some kind of perverted thing.
I didn't.
I was trying to be nice.
I know. And I appreciate your being nice about my being nice.
All right. Everyone's nice.
We got to start doing more of this since it's just the two of us now. Those kids being gone. But they're coming back next week already.
I know.
To labor on Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. They are. And then Lainey's, I think, bringing both roommates. So it'll be house full.
Yeah. So I may step out and go somewhere else.
That's okay.
Yeah, so we've had this whole week, just the two of us, with our kids gone. When did Lainey leave? Monday?
Mm-hmm. Monday morning.
So, yeah, starting Monday night. It's just been the two of us, and we're recording this on Thursday. So we went and got something to eat, just the two of us, Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday night, we had a little quick meal at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two nights. And then Wednesday night, after that meal, we sit down and watch TV together and discuss our day and all that? No, as soon as that meal was over, Jody jumped up and ran off to meet one of her friends to go do something, leaving me there alone. And then last night, I had a frozen cauliflower crust pizza while Jody went to the fanciest restaurant in town and had dinner with her fancy friend.
It was for her birthday.
So that's the way we're going to be empty nesters. Is that I'm going to be in the nest and Jody is going to be flying all over town every night. So two of our four nights, just the two of us, you've been gone.
But you go to bed at 8 and sometimes 7:30. So why does it matter if I leave?
Well, you left way before 8 both nights. I was up for a while after you left.
Yeah. And I did have a 4-hour lunch with a friend on Monday. But I will say I was trying to keep this week busy to not be sad. And it's worked. And then I pretend when I come home that Aiden's upstairs playing video games. I just pretend.
But you leave me there alone with my sadness.
Are you sad?
Yes. Aww. I miss the children.
I'm sorry. They text me
Why don't you say what you normally say when I give you a hard time about going off all the time and everything? That I could do that too if I had friends. I said, you don't have any friends.
You don't want any.
Yes, I do. That's just a macho.
Is that a plea for friends?
That's just a macho facade that I put up saying that I don't need anybody.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but maybe next week I'll calm down a little bit.
No, it's fine. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Go live your life.
Okay.
As the kids say, you do you, Jody. That's what all the kids are saying nowadays. Right.
You do you.
While they're doing that milk crate challenge.
Oh.
Do you do you.
That thing is ridiculous.
I know. All right, we got to take a break.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay. What do you have planned for the afternoon, Jody? What are you doing from here?
Nothing.
Okay.
Laundry.
Well, good. Jody texted me this morning and wanted to know if I had checked all my pockets for chapstick or does she need to do it? By the time she texted me and I answered her, she could have already checked the pockets to see.
Yeah.
But I had already, I'm pretty sure I didn't leave anything in there now.
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. But I gotta go pick up a friend after we get through here today recording.
You have a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who?
I gotta go pick up my little friend, Jenny. She's dropping off her truck to be worked on. So it's not like come hang out with me and have fun. It's like. You're the only person I know that doesn't have a job in the middle of the day. So can you come pick me up?
I wonder why she didn't
ask
me.
I don't know.
She never asked me.
Well, she must not want.
She probably thinks I'm busy at a lunch. Uh-huh. She thinks I brunch all the time. Yeah, that's what she says. You're always brunching.
Oh, yeah. And that kind of just passed by a few minutes ago when you said you were at a 4-hour lunch with one of your friends. What day was that?
Monday. This is a super sad day.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. I have not cried, though. I have not. But I did cry last week when they were all still here.
Yeah, and, she's talking about the kids going off to college.
Yeah, sorry. I did cry when they, because we'd gone out to eat, came home, they all left, you were asleep, and I just thought, well, here's my life. And I started crying. You were in bed. Nobody was there with me.
I can't go to bed without you crying. I'm going to do that every night.
No. No.
That sounded so much worse than you did it too.
This is my life now.
I meant my life because I was alone. No, because I was alone. I was sad. Because I know that you go to bed early.
Well, do you want me to stop going to bed early?
No, because then I'll have to hear about how you're not getting in bed.
No, that's not why. It's because you want to watch those stupid-ass shows that you watch.
That's so ugly. They're not stupid.
But I'm, you know that I'm not going to, you know, be thrilled with watching those housewives shows and the reunions and all of that stuff.
And I don't ask you to watch.
But and if somebody is there and you're trying to watch all those shows, you complain if they talk to you, okay, or if anybody calls you during
all right,
those
shows. Let me go back. It did not mean that at all. I meant like there is going to be moments in my days that are going to be like that, where you're at work, you're asleep, you're taking a nap, you're
sleeping,
walking with your little friend Jenny. I mean, mm-hmm, there's going to be times that I am totally by myself. And it's weird because there was always a kid coming in and out.
Yeah.
That's all I was saying.
But have you thought about how great it's going to be that now I'm going to be working 10 minutes from home? I'll be right here, right close to home. I'll be home earlier every day. Mm-hmm. I'll leave later every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll just be so great.
Yeah. And I probably really won't be home in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
You know, I stay busy.
She's like, are you sure you want to move that close to the house? You don't want the studio like a little bit closer to town? But I don't bother you, though.
Mm-mm. You don't.
Adam bothers you more than I do.
Adam and I become chummy. No. For sure.
But it's not a bother.
No.
Adam, our manager, it's just, mm-mm, you know, nope, a lot of work has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
We're a family business now.
That's for sure. Got to do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's why I'm ready for our kids to make something of themselves, so we'll have them to fall back on.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. Because we're going to need something.
Mm-hmm.
You think we're going to get a lot of inheritance from your parents?
No.
No?
No.
But they've got the first dime they ever made. I mean, your dad's, you know,
He's not going to give it to us.
Well, then I don't know what we're going to do.
Me either.
All right. Well, we got to go.
All righty.
End it on that high note.
Yeah.
My stomach's already growling. We'll be out there fishing with a stick and a piece of thread. Just trying to get something in our bellies.
I know.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.